possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of slug?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
That's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
FM Radio.
Listening to that wonderful song by the old number fives, I want to talk music with you. Matt, thanks again for joining us today. I have to ask, did anybody break the engagement story yesterday of Travis and Taylor in that Royals locker room?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. No, I didn't. I did not hear anybody trying to trumpet that out there for us. No.
Did that affect the way that you guys played yesterday, Matt? Because it's affected everybody's life in Kansas City today.
100%. Oh, yes.
Thank you. Kind of like that fantasy draft, right? I hope they had fun, that fantasy draft.
You should have seen the people mad about the fantasy draft because you guys lost the next day. I mean, like, what's it like being a Major League Baseball player and part of a team and the stressors and everything that goes along with it? For folks who may not know what goes on during the season, like, can you just kind of explain?
Just sum up the season.
Just sum it up in 1 minute, please.
Stressful.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm not sure. I didn't know that people were mad that they had a fantasy draft.
I'll give you the text line. You can look at it at your leisure sometime.
Oh, okay.
Please don't. Please don't.
Especially after y'all lose a game. It was the fantasy draft's fault that you lost on Monday, according to one gentleman on the text line.
Well, I mean, it can't be proven that it wasn't, so we can go with that.
Hey, as we're talking to Matt Cotrero here, the Royals manager, last night, man, I'll tell you what, damn near ran out of the house naked after that one, dude. That was an exciting finish. I mean, man, watching that, and the greatest thing about it is, you know, I know a lot of people in this town love Bobby, Vinny, Sal. It was Massey and Isbell last night, man, coming up big in that moment. What'd that do for you as a manager watching that as a total team win last night?
Well, to your point, those guys got the big hits, you know, the tying hit and the go-ahead hit, but it took a lot in those two innings for a lot of people to do productive things to get the line moving, right? I mean, Vinny gets a hit. I mean, on that, you guys saw the whole thing. I mean, it wasn't one three-run homer or one double in the gap with the bases loaded. It was a lot of really good at-bats and not trying to overdo it and just understanding that we just got to get back in this game. I mean, we had been silenced for 2 days, and that's a bad feeling. I mean, you're not in a good spot. You're not producing, and guys can easily hang their heads, but that's not what these guys do, you know. And you got to turn the page not only from day to day, but one inning to the next, and just try to, we say it all the time, stay in the fight. You know, you don't know what you do or what someone else does that can actually change the outcome of any one game, and it can be one at bat, and that's what it looked like yesterday, is just keep pushing the line, man, and see what happens. And yesterday it worked out in our favor. You know, some days it's not going to, but, you know, overall these guys, they don't stop staying engaged. They're into every pitch in the dugout. You know, it's a good atmosphere. You know, we all live and die with the losses and the wins, but at the same time, you got to be proud of the way they go about the process.
Yeah, and yesterday, too, I mean, ironically, however you want to look at it, Grant Taylor is in there yesterday, supposed to be this great closer for the White Sox, and another Taylor helps out the Kansas City area by not having his best stuff. And you guys got to a really good, potentially even better pitcher in the future last night, too.
Well, that kid, Taylor, he's tough. I mean, he's upper 90s with some cut. He's young. I mean, I believe he was in college last year, if I'm not mistaken. So last time at home was the first time I had seen him. But I think one of the keys to last night's comeback was getting him in the game in the eighth.
I agree.
You know, by getting Leisure out of the game, you know, anybody that it's not always easy to go one plus, especially for a young guy. And you know, the fact that we saw him at home last week probably helped some of the guys be a little bit more familiar with his stuff, because it is really, really good stuff. And I mean, I'm sure he'll be effective going forward. But for us last night, that was a big spot in the game to get him in the eighth.
When you win games like that, seeing it from your point of view and seeing how the team came back, again, there was a stat last night that's the first time the Royals have came back seventh inning or later down by four or more runs since 1997 in Seattle. Does a win like that kind of jumpstart something? I know that, you know, us here, we're scoreboard watching, we're standings watching. You know, some of the players probably do the same, but not to the extent that we do. But a win like that, man, with some of the guys that stepped up, does that really kind of light a fire in that ass in that locker room, or does it not even be needed at this point in the season?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's a lack of intensity or a lack of understanding that every game is important. So, you know, you hope that something like that would be the catalyst. But again, you know, you can't, in our situation in a Major League Baseball season, you can't look at, all right, we need to win this many games, or we need to do this in this series, or this many. You can't do that. You have to stay focused. That's what happened last night. I mean, if guys are looking forward to the rest of the season or the rest of the week, we're not in the moment there in the eighth inning or ninth inning. And that's what we have to do. We have to come out and try to play better today in the first part of the game, you know, starting in the first inning, so that we're not in that situation. So to your point, you hope that momentum is something, but in baseball, it's really difficult to just carry those things over, because you're doing it day in and day out. And each game is so different based on who's pitching and all the other factors.
Let's talk about Lugo a little bit, Q. I mean, the last month, he's, you know, six runs that last outing. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just command. You know, I mean, he's gotten behind in counts more often than he normally does. Normally, he's the aggressor, takes it to them, you know, with a great pitch mix. You know, we've talked a ton about all the different pitches he has. But when, you know, he's never an overpowering pitcher. So when you get behind in the count, sometimes, you know, guys can sit on something a little bit more, or they can refine the zone a little bit more and understand that he has to come to them. And I think that's the biggest key that we've seen is, you know, it's not necessarily in the walk totals, although they were elevated a little bit, but it's more so in the count leverage. And when he gets ahead, he's going to be more effective.
How come he's lost that control? Is it the finger still bothering him? And I know nobody wants to make excuses, but I don't look at that as an excuse. I look at that as like, hey, reality is set in, or maybe, you know, 200 innings last year, getting close to 200 again this year. Is there anything like that? Or is it just, I mean, like, what do you think the reason is for the command?
It is definitely not the finger. I mean, this is the healthiest he's been. He battled that, you know, he's had the finger thing. He had, you know, a broken nail, a blister, like all kinds of stuff that he pitched through all year. And this is the healthiest he's been. So, you know, and honestly, it's just, you know, it's not like he's throwing balls in the other batter's box. It's very fine misses, which is, that's his game. He has to be that fine. He's the guy that lives on the edges. And, you know, when things are just a little bit off for whatever reason, that could just be, you know, a certain mound affects you differently, or a certain day you don't have the same grip on the ball, whatever it is. It's not that he can't throw strikes. It's that you have to live on those edges and get the calls and understand that, you know, and some of it has to go to the hitter's credit too, of laying off some really close pitches. So it's not all one-sided, but at the same time, you know, he understands that he has to be more efficient in getting ahead.
Sometimes you got to take some chances. And last night it was I think brought up in your postgame presser. And I noticed that watching the game, the bench just started clearing out. You're getting Yaz up there, getting Isbell up there, getting all these guys up there to hit. Tough course for the lefties, but they delivered last night for your ball club.
Yeah. Well, if we don't use them, we have to give ourselves the best chance to get back in the game, first of all. I mean, then you live with the consequences the next time around, because if we don't go for it in the eighth, you got less of a chance in the ninth. And, you know, it worked out both ways that we were able to produce in the eighth to get back in it. And then to your point, you know, Massey, you know, the big hit, I thought the key in his at bat was laying off the first pitch, you know, cause you can be amped up in that situation and try to do too much. And he laid off a tough first pitch. The second pitch was a little bit better, and you know, he was ready to hit. And then Izzy gets to two strikes, which was, you know, that's a tough matchup with Alexander. He's got a tough angle on lefties, but staying through the middle of the field with the infield in was a great swing, and it worked out for us.
Are you in the fantasy draft?
I am not. The first year they asked me if I wanted to be in it, I said yes. Then they got enough people, so they booted me before it even started. Now they don't even ask anymore.
I mean, that's rude.
That's how you
know what you do. You're not in the lineup till I'm in the fantasy draft. I hate to break it to you.
I don't want any part of that, man. I don't need to worry about that stuff. It's like a full-time job.
It is. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, Vinny got a suit for the draft and everything, man. Like, that's like above and beyond.
I got enough stuff to. I want my off seasons to be more relaxing than having to manage a roster all winter.
Yeah, well, you do that all year. I didn't even think about it that way. You're like, I ain't doing that crap, man. I got to do that all year, right?
Exactly.
Can you let us know who sang the national anthem?
I actually wasn't there. I didn't go this year. I had prior obligations, so I did not go.
So where'd you eat in Chicago?
Yeah, exactly. I did. I went out to dinner. Rosebud Steakhouse.
Nice. Rosebud. Have you been to Hugo's and Gibson's, the combined Hugo Gibson's Steakhouse?
Yeah, not this year, but plenty of times in the past.
Best key lime pie you will ever have is in there.
Yeah, that's a great place. It's a great atmosphere. Yeah, I agree. That's a fun place to go.
Do you have any other favorite spots you like to go in Chicago? Like, do you feast on deep dish or anything like that?
I'm not a deep dish fan. I like the regular thin crust at the Lou Malnati's. That's probably my go-to. They have a great salad there, too.
Ooh, yeah, all right. Love that. Very good.
What was on the menu at Rosebud's for you?
You know what? They had a really cool thing. They had, like, little medallions with different toppings on them, so you could kind of, it's almost like a sampler thing. So
a sampler steak platter.
You did like a steak, you did like a steak flight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was good.
Who picked up the tab?
Okay.
Huh?
Who picks up the tab?
Oh, I'm going to keep that one private for now.
Going on the expense report. I love it, Q. Like, go get one today.
Yeah, go get Ryan Berger out there and have him do his thing, get the off day, and come back to KC and take 2 out of 3 at least from those Detroit Tigers.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Well. That is McEntire Royals manager here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll dive into that game that was last night, plus get into the news of the day that was the engagement. Don't forget, real quick, Red Roundtable this Friday at Hollywood Casino, August 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. Roundtable discussion with Danon Hughes, Mitchell Schwartz, Nate Taylor. There will be a Q&A for the audience and photo opportunities as well. Again, this Friday at Hollywood Casino. We'll dive back into it here on 96.5 The Fan on the other side, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty McMorty with you. It's kind of funny. FanDuel tweeted out, this year is 2025.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper is a Raider. Adam Thielen is a Viking. Keenan Allen is a Charger. Brandon Cook is a Saint.
Wow. They're all back to their old team.
That's crazy. Oh, what is it, 2019?
And Taylor Swift is a Kelsey.
Heck yeah.
They are going to like keep their own names,
I would hope so.
I would assume.
Like, it wouldn't be like Taylor Swift Kelsey or Taylor Kelsey Swift.
No.
Probably not.
Because with all like the marketing branding you have, you'd probably just, hey, we don't need the name thing.
No, you don't. I saw something yesterday on X, formerly Twitter. I don't know if it was true or not, saying the Chiefs store was selling a Swift 87 jersey and it was almost sold out for $369.
Jeez.
Now, I guess that's the going price, you know, for the authentic jerseys and whatnot. But were they really selling those? If they weren't, they should. I mean, seriously.
A crap ton of money.
So yeah. Can we all agree now that Taylor Swift will be a Bang the Drum nominee, maybe against Philadelphia?
Oh, that
maybe
would be great. Opener.
Maybe, maybe the team that used to be the team that she rooted for.
Yeah. Or you have Taylor's dad do it.
Oh, man.
Taylor's dad would be the one. And then he takes off his Eagle stuff and throws it away, puts on a Chiefs jersey and bangs the drum. Place would lose it. We'd all lose our effing minds.
So sick.
It'd be the coolest thing ever. That's what you got to do. Stuff like that.
This comes from the 816. The message is a bit late, but to all those curmudgeons out there, about the engagement, my 9 and 10 year old boys came home from school talking about it. They asked, will there be a parade? Don't really want to go to the wedding, Dad.
Yeah, just a parade. That's funny. Even the Bears coach is talking about Swift right now on NFL Network.
Yeah, Ben Johnson. Yeah. On running back DeAndre Swift, he's got the ability to spark for us. Yeah.
I saw Swift DeAndre and spark. Swift. I'm like, oh, he's talking about Taylor and Travis. Look at that. That's kind of cool. A little spark and love and all that kind of stuff. They're even talking about it. And I'm sure they were talking about it with the Bears yesterday. Because if you watched the Kingdom episode, was it Chris Jones that made the comment about Travis getting Taylor? Can you believe it?
He pulled Taylor Swift.
like all the dudes are like, this is unbelievable. Like, it's cool for them. Think about if you're his teammate. Are you allowed to talk to him?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, that's how I would be. If I was like a rookie, a young guy, like we saw the Leo Chenal jersey thing go on. Mm-hmm. Like, they made it out to be like Leo was like legit starstruck to be talking to Travis Kelce. And I wonder if that happens. Like, if there are new guys that come into the league that are these rookies and they go, oh my God, where the hell am I? I've got Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. Like, what's going on in this place, man? Like, it is unbelievable. And no drama whatsoever. With an organization, they got rid of the drama. They sent him to Miami. With all the drama that these teams have and all the scandals that these teams have and the gates that the Patriots had and all that kind of stuff, we just continue to meander through and there's no scandal, there's no drama, there's just football and Taylor and fun.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. That's the sounder of the Fesco and Dusty poll question that we do every Wednesday on 96.5, the Fan's X page. So we put it up earlier, bring it up at the top of every hour, except for 9, because you have Matt Cotrero joining us. But the poll question, very simply and kind of humorous, is what role should Andy Reid play in the Kelce and Swift wedding? Best man, ring bearer, usher, officiant. That last one is leading the way at 65.3%. The next closest one is ring bearer at 24. I just think it'd be funny if Andy Reid had all the Super Bowl rings on his fingers, and then at the top of, like, you know, one of them, he had the wedding ring and just pops them both off and gives them to both.
Which is bigger, the wedding ring or the Super Bowl ring?
Did you see the size of that
ring? I did. That's what I'm saying. That's the engagement ring. Are we going to have an even bigger one when it comes to wedding time? Because if so, man, hand's going to be hanging. It's going to be so damn heavy.
Mm.
Yeah, like how many wedding bands is she going to have? You know, like that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. What's going to be served?
Somebody says, I want 87 jersey that says Ed on the back.
Hell yes.
But that's all. Ed has become a star overnight because he's out there talking about it, and then he's retracting everything and then saying this. Like, he's been a star. Ed Kelce, John Goodman's doppelganger, mm-hmm. arrived on the scene yesterday with his commentary. Again, I just find it so funny. You went to the father of the groom. The mm-hmm. least informed person in any wedding party is the father of the groom, and yet Ed's running point. Love it.
Ed Kelce gives me the vibe of it says scam likely. He still answers. This was the father of Travis Kelce yesterday on the situation.
See, it was kind of funny. About a week ago, I asked Travis, I said, so when are you going to, when are you going to announce the engagement? He said, whenever Taylor says so.
Are you prepared? Are you and Donna prepared for what's ahead? I mean, this is going to be like a royal wedding type of
atmosphere. I think we're as prepared as you can be for something like this. I kind of look at it the same way that I'm sure the Swifts do. This is still the little kid they raised at home. Okay. Mm. Yes, they've both had a lot of success in their endeavors, and they get a lot of notoriety and a lot of attention, but they're still the same people that we raised, and it's just it just makes you feel good to see a couple this much in love.
That's the thing right there. When Ed said that, right, that got me. I'm not going to lie. These are still the kids we raise. I immediately think of my kids and all the stuff that, you know, you go through as a parent. And these are the kids that we love, and it's cool to see them in love. And that's where I think everybody gets excited about this. When was the last time you saw genuine love like these two? And if you don't know what genuine love is, go back and watch the podcast. She never took her hand off his leg the entire time. She's got her arm wrapped around him. She's touching his knee. Like, she was just like, that was genuine, total love that you see. That's not fake. That's not fraudulent. That's not forced. It's so much fun to see a relationship like this. And honestly, we should all strive to have that kind of love in our relationships with our significant others because they're doing it right.
So this is where you guys come into play. I have no expertise in this field, but you guys planned engagements. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, you asked the lady's dad, hey, do I have the
Actually,
honor?
I didn't. And I got a story for that.
So I turned to you guys in the text line more so as well, if you are engaged or how your engagement worked. I mean, I've always heard stories and how people do it and how you might plan it out. But I'm interested to, you know, what the text line's response is to like what your engagement story was. I'm interested in yours, Bob. I'm interested in yours. I don't know if you like had her run a post-go route and you tossed the ring.
That's exactly right.
She put her hand up and it hit right on the target. And you're like, we're good.
Yeah, that's how it went for you, huh?
Uh-huh.
Good job. Did you ask her dad?
Of course.
Yeah. See, I tried. We were living in St. Louis at the time, right? So it wasn't like we were in the same city or anything like that. My in-laws live over here. And there were numerous times where we tried to hook up and have a like sort of conversation or whatever. And one thing led to another and he would cancel on me or I would end up canceling on him. And you know, one thing led to another. And so we get to where I was proposing to my wife in at Top of the Rock in New York City. And she, and I proposed and, you know, she said, yes. The first thing she goes, did you tell my dad? I said, well, so we called her dad. Hey, I'm getting ready to ask your daughter to marry me. Great. Fantastic. And you know, we had, but we've talked about it over the years.
Yeah. It was like he knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, we just couldn't connect because of distance and where we were and everything. And you know, a lot of that's on me. I probably should have driven over, but who knew with it, you know, what at that, but he was good with it and whatnot. And I think he's lucky to have me as a son-in-law. I'm lucky to have him as a father-in-law. No, I am so lucky to have the in-laws that I have. They are just wonderful, wonderful people. And so we're on the top of the Rock at Rockefeller Center in New York. And my wife's trying to take pictures. She goes, this doesn't work with the camera. And she turns around, I'm on my knee and I go, will this work?
Nice. That's good.
Yeah. And so it was kind of instantaneous, like off the cuff. I wasn't planning to do it that way. Mm-hmm. And then there was another couple up there and they saw it all happen. They go, do it again so we can take your picture.
Oh, really?
And, you know,
that's great.
So it was
that's
it was
awesome.
It was outstanding.
Good line.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Thinking on my feet back then.
But you knew you were going to do it at some point that time.
Right.
You were just kind of trying to find the exact moment.
My sister had just got married the day before.
Oh, wow.
And so we were out that night in New York just kind of, you know, doing the whole thing. And so my family was waiting in a restaurant, so when we got there, they were all there to celebrate with us.
Oh, good on you,
whatnot. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I just really wish I could have had that opportunity with her dad. We'd still be having the conversation, though, even though it's 20 years later.
Yeah, I went the traditional route. I drove over to his house and made sure to ask him. I knew he would really appreciate that. I don't think he would have liked had I not, so I did. It was great. I knew what the answer was going to be, but that's you're not probably asking someone to marry if you don't know that the dad or at least that the family is going to be receptive and be like, yes, open arms.
Has anybody ever experienced one where the father said no?
Yeah. Ooh, that would suck. That would suck.
And
I was
quite
nervous,
honestly,
though.
If the dad said no, sorry then, pal. I really don't care. We're doing this.
Well, that's the thing. I was kind of like, well, if he says no, I'm kind of still going to do this because this is what I know what I want. I know where I'm at. I know who I love. So,
right.
But even though I knew what his answer was going to be, I was still, oh, dude, I was pooping my pants. I was very nervous. Because
it's
antiquated,
though, I think, Mac, for people to ask these days. And a lot of people will tell you it is. But I still think it's the cool thing to do.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I did it that way. But yeah, and then I surprised her, told her we were going to a new winery. And then we drove up to this place called, God, I can't remember what it's called. It's Love Circle, I believe it's what it's called. It's in Nashville. It overlooks the whole skyline. It's just a really cool little park right there.
Did you guys make out in the car?
Oh, you know it. What's the Uber, the nice Uber? I got a nice
Uber XL.
Uber XL, yes. A nice car came to pick us up. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because I was like, well, I don't want to drive because we're going
to the back
winery.
Of a New York City cab. It's 2007 or 8. Yeah.
We tried to get an Uber at the Super Bowl and got made fun of by the big boss.
Still are getting made fun of.
Yeah. Every day I see her.
But then I had a whole picnic there set up. So then I think when she got there and she saw everything was already set up, because I had her friends get there early before us, set it all up, she was like starting to kind of figure it out. But then I just had marbles in my mouth and then I did it anyways. I got through it. It's good.
It's so nerve-wracking.
It is, man.
Like I was sweating.
Butterflies. Yes, I was like floating. I was so nervous. Yeah. But then once it happened, it was like the best relief ever, and it was like the happiest moment, and both happy tears, and friends were there to hug us. It was awesome.
Yeah, so words were hard when you needed to be like, hey, you popped down on a knee and you just went,
hey, what, yo, man.
Literally. And she's like, yeah, I get it. Yes.
From the text line, from the 913, went to Gojo's.
I love that place. I wish that was open still.
I missed the shrimp toss on purpose. I went down to pick up the shrimp. I came back up with the engagement ring.
Oh, that's cool.
Good job.
Gojo's was such a great spot, man. Gojo's. Love that place.
True Green Thumb, my wife doesn't know her dad, so I had to take her grandma and grandpa out to ask them. That's still awesome.
That's really cool.
Same engagement, not engagement, but wedding day as us, same year and everything, too. We celebrate every year together.
Really?
Exchange, yeah. Happy anniversary to each other. Hope you guys. What are you guys doing for your anniversary? I don't know. What are you guys doing for
That's
yours?
Cool.
Yeah, it's
I
fun.
That.
Yeah,
that is
the
fun. 913.
True Green Thumb is OG, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for those free golf balls as well. From the 913, she was visiting me in New Orleans. I told her I was working late and wouldn't be home when she got in town. I had candles lit, our song playing, and flowers everywhere in the house. When she walked in, I got on a knee and proposed.
Nice.
I took my ex-wife's dad to the Royals game and got him hammered drunk and asked him, and he said no. He didn't remember, so we just lied and said he said yes because he didn't remember. Oh, that's great. Is it like...
Oh, yeah, you said yes in the third inning. I must remember the third inning.
I was going to ask my ex's dad, but right before I did it at the turn of the golf course, she sent me a text that said, I think I want to split up.
Are you being serious?
No.
On the text line, or is that you?
That's me. No. Somebody says on the text line, Dusty took my girlfriend's dad, said no because we were too young. Then she got pregnant, and he said, we have to get married. And I told him that the baby is, I can't read all this. It's all separated. Either way, they said yes after they found out they were pregnant. Hey, Mac, no YouTube or no video on YouTube. It's Micah in Denver.
There now, Micah.
I proposed to you to get that fixed is what he says. Bob, did you propose on a Tuesday?
Yeah, it was a Saturday, Sunday weekend.
Yeah, a weekend. Yeah. Got to be a weekend.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
No, but, right.
From the 417, I proposed in a hot air balloon above a field in southwest Missouri. How awkward would it have been if she said no?
Oh, my God.
It's a quiet landing.
Yeah. I'd be scared to death to be in the hot air balloon, man. Like,
yeah, you're not a heights guy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a video that came out of the hot air balloon that didn't look too fun, so it kind of made me...
Well, yeah. I mean, like...
Kind of swayed my views on a hot air balloon.
You may die.
Yeah.
Do you want to skydive?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, no, thanks.
I'm in on that.
Have you ever been up in a plane where people are skydiving?
No.
Okay, I went up with the Army Blue Angels.
That's
when
cool.
I was living in San Antonio, right?
That's awesome.
Slowly proceed up. It's a cargo plane. There's like really no seats except for the ones that you're strapped in on the wall, right? And so they all start jumping out, and I'm sitting there, and I'm not jumping out. I'm just up there, quote unquote, covering this as media, whatever they want the guy from Seguin, Texas to do up here, right? And so they all jump out. And then they're like, all right, we're going to head back down. I'm like, thank God. And they nosedive back down. You want to talk about motion sickness?
Oh my
God. I've never been so motion sickness in my life. I'm just laying the plane. Just laying the plane.
From the 785, my wife's father had already passed away. Why does this happen every time? My wife's father had already passed away, so I asked her brother instead. He said, I'll say yes, only because I dislike you less than her previous boyfriends. I proposed after we both finished the KC marathon. Well,
oh my.
Better have pasta ready and a ring.
Proposing after the marathon. God, that's...
He said her legs were shaking.
Well, yeah, because of the marathon.
No, because of the engagement.
Oh.
I'm kidding. My father-in-law said, no, I did anyway. I already had the ring. Still together 15 years later. It was the most awkward conversation I've ever been a part of. Where do you think his bachelor party's at? Vegas? Tahoe?
Vegas would be sick.
It's probably going to be with something that we're not even thinking about.
Lake of the Ozarks?
There's probably some unbelievable place out there that like the rich know about.
Yeah, the elite wealthy. Yeah, it's out of our tax bracket. We couldn't fathom where he's going.
If I were him, I'd do it at like that.
Go to Ibiza.
Doesn't Mahomes have like a house in Ozarks, in Lake of the Ozarks? Something like a mansion on the water?
Lake of the Ozarks?
Why not?
No,
I'm Travis Kelce. I'm going to Cabo. Yeah. I'm going somewhere awesome.
Lake of the Ozarks. We would go because we don't get to have that experience. Yeah. He's already lived around the world.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why don't you live like, you know, have fun like a normal, like this is what they do? Let's go have some fun. What's up, coconuts?
Yeah, no, Travis ain't going to Lake of the Ozarks.
I'm sorry for making a topic. Gee-many Christmas. text line to real life. You're an idiot. Why don't you go to Lake of the Ozarks? You can go to Cabo.
He can go literally go anywhere he wants. Let me go to Camden. Like, I would like maybe like the Ibiza off the coast of Spain. That'd be awesome. That's some like place where I guess the parties are a lot of fun. Brazil. I mean, they're going for a football game. Maybe he likes it. They go back. I don't know. Australia.
Yeah,
like literally,
there.
Like you could do. Where do you want to go? I got a jet you can use. Take your buddies and go have fun. Use the jet. Where would you like to go? Yeah. Damn. Anywhere in the world.
Where is your bachelor party,
Lawrence?
Where is your bachelor?
Where is yours?
It hasn't happened yet.
No, I've been dusty. He's laughing at mine.
Well, I'm not engaged.
Yeah, why are you laughing at Lawrence? It was the best time of our lives. We had a great time. I was meeting all my college buddies. We stayed at a hotel. The old 88KU basketball team got out of a limo filled with smoke. It was fantastic.
Sweet.
Went to the Dirty Bird. Had a time of our lives.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking Vegas.
I also had no money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of my problem, yeah. too. Yeah.
And part of it is you have sympathy for your buddies, too. Like, where you are in life at 25,
sure,
26
yeah.
is kind of like where I was when we got... Not everybody had a good job yet and
yeah.
the money, and so you wanted to make it so everybody could participate.
Yeah, I want everyone there.
Yeah.
I don't want everyone thinking like, oh, I can't do that activity, or this is really it's stress.
Right.
We just talked about it. Money is the biggest stress.
Right,
dude.
And you don't want to do that to the people that you love the most
yes,
in your life
you
because there have been people that I know who got into fights with their bridesmaids and groomsmen weeks before the wedding. They bail on the wedding. It becomes a big fight for a lot of, don't get your family involved. Like, do your own
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes.
Families are bad news when it comes to the wedding. They all want to say something. They all want a piece. They all want a part. They all want to do that. Keep the family out of it. But I'm with you. You're at a young age right now. Probably a lot of your friends don't have as much disposable, especially now with mm-hmm. the way everything costs. You do a simple bachelor party where everybody just has fun. That's cool. That's all that matters. But if you're Travis Kelce, you got access to a jet, then you can go anywhere in the world.
True. It's like Darren Revelle had to remind everybody yesterday, just so you're all aware, Travis Kelce has 8 less times the wealth of Taylor Swift. Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that was a great response by J.J. Watt. Thanks, Darren. Now that we all know the number one question that people had, 8 times more than Kelce.
I mean, like, it's just so unnecessary.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
That's why he sucks.
He does suck, dude. Like, stick to, like, opening baseball cards with gum in them and, like, freaking out if you know the player or not. Bachelor party at the Lee Summit Green Street. Yeah, that's where I'd be because I'm poor and it's close and I can walk.
Exactly. Everybody has a couple of cocktails and have some fun. You're not putting your friends out. Again, Travis is different. You got the free jet. And all your friends are probably
loaded.
How many of your friends would be coming from out of town for your bachelor party?
That's the thing.
Are they any of them live
in
Nashville?
Are you split? Like, some
I got
there,
Nashville, some here.
See,
yeah.
What I would do is I'd go to Nashville.
Yeah.
I know.
It's only an 8 hour
like,
drive.
Absolutely not.
No, she wouldn't care about that. It's just like, I've done it, but you're right. That would be easier.
But you
haven't
done
a place
it
to
bachelorette
stay.
Style or bachelor style.
That's true.
And you're not going to remember blank.
But if you do it here in Kansas City, there's probably a few phone calls that could be made and we could probably take care of some things.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Think about that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My brother's 27. He spent over $5,000 going on bachelor party trips with his friends.
One trip?
Bachelor party trips with his friends.
Nashville, Cabo, and he's headed to San Diego for another one this weekend.
Damn.
That's asking a lot, man.
Cabo.
The other thing, too, is you don't have to go.
No, you don't.
that's the other thing.
You want all your friends there.
True.
True you do. Yeah,
and
sure.
And you want to make it. You don't want to get to that point where you're like, all right, we're going to Cabo, and it's like you and two friends because nobody else can go.
And it's one of the things of the biggest FOMO of all time. Like, you're about Riley?
100%.
Riley was trying to hit on this girl, ran after, fell, chipped both of his teeth.
Yeah.
He's my best man. Now his speech is going to have a lisp.
Yeah, no, you got to just make sure everybody's included. That's what you want. At the end of the day, you just want to hang out with your boys. It doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter when.
That's true.
You just want everybody there, and you don't want to put people in that awkward spot of saying, I can't afford this.
Sorry,
that's
man.
Not fair to your friends.
Somebody in the text line says there's a coworker that has a really good idea where you could have a bachelor party.
Tennessee. cities. Tennessee. cities.
He's still like,
I haven't seen him yet, but Cody's still kind of like, he's like, he came up to me earlier. Cody's in the dugout or in the bullpen. He goes, did you guys not love the video I sang? I was like, oh, it's great, dude. We have an AI song about it.
Yes.
We have been playing the cut all
Tennessee.
Day.
Do we have the Alex Gold song? Fire that baby up because that is a beauty.
We'll come back
with it and we'll give reference
Tennessee
to the
cities.
That's right. Better believe it. We'll wrap this show up on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, 96.5 The Fan. You're on for Kansas City Sports.
Kansas City, this is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, I hear the legends calling all about them Tennessee cities. From Knoxville to Nashville, don't care which one it is.
Tennessee cities.
I love Tennessee cities, baby, all of them Tennessee cities. Well, I love Tennessee cities, every single Tennessee city.
Tennessee cities.
Just a Kansas City kid in love with Tennessee cities.
Tennessee cities.
Just a Kansas City kid in love with Tennessee cities.
Tennessee cities.
There's only one man left on this planet who's not in a hurry to leave. He has no plans of quitting them Tennessee cities.
Tennessee
cities. He loves Tennessee cities. Every single Tennessee cities.
Tennessee cities.
Yeah, he loves Tennessee cities, baby, all of the Tennessee cities.
Tennessee
cities. Just a Kansas City kid in love with Tennessee cities.
That's right, baby. We have just fun today. Woo. Have fun today. Got the flag ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
You'll get them next Friday at McDonald's.
Let's see what else is in the box.
And these wonderful cities around Kansas City. God, cool. Alex Gold, baby.
Got some pom-poms.
What's in the box?
Got a little pom-pom here, wait a
minute. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. All right.
Well, now men can be cheerleaders, too.
You think it's red for Taylor's album?
This is Flag Collector Series 12. I'm today years old. There's been 12 of these. Somebody collected all. Come on, that's a dumb question.
Oh yeah. Yeah, somebody. I would guess
all 12.
Let me set the number. 10,000 people that have all 12 over or under.
10,000. I take the under.
I would take the over on
but
that,
not by much.
Think.
Not by much.
That's crazy though. 12 years.
I didn't know that.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Whew. Somebody says, hey, Bob, hey, Dusty, I tuned in late. Did you all talk about the Chiefs cutting Mike Pinnell? I didn't get that move. Yes, we talked about it. So, yeah, it's on there. Somebody on the live stream said, can you go over the Chiefs roster?
Yeah,
cuts?
Somebody on the live stream wants to break down the roster.
You know who can? Jay Binkley on Character Concerns podcast, yes. Which dropped yesterday in the news of the engagement. He has now dropped the last two podcasts. I'm not making this up. It's so hilarious.
It's just perfect.
He dropped his last two podcasts, number one. The one before this one was released when Taylor Swift was announced she was going to be on New Heights,
right.
And the whole city went orange.
Right.
Binkley then reposted it with an orange background.
Which was great.
Which is more than enough that I thought Binkley would do.
Right.
And then the next one he dropped yesterday at like 12:15, and at 12:30 the engagement room comes out. He texts me, he says, well, I'd shoot, man.
He goes, like, he was going so on? Mad yesterday, like legit mad. It was great.
Oh,
he's texting me because you hear what happened. I'm like, yeah, I've heard through the grapevine. Yeah, every time I release a podcast, something big happens.
Yeah,
Taylor and Travis.
I was like, next thing you know, they're gonna get pregnant in like 6 months and you're gonna drop the first mock draft.
First mock draft.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised.
The first
mock draft, boy or girl. You know, maybe like one of those things. Yeah, man, she's kind of got a high lifted stomach. That normally means 45% of the time that's a boy. If it sits low, it tends to be a girl. Yeah. I know that's not true or anything, but I'm sure I'll get some sort of text or whatever that says, actually, it's the opposite.
Because hanging low, because I've been through this, my wife said, oh, I'm hanging low in this pregnancy, probably going to be a boy. She thought the whole pregnancy we were having a boy.
Yeah.
And then Katie was born. And the umbilical cord was there, and I went, oh, we got a boy! And he's like, that's the umbilical cord. I'm like, oh.
And say, it's not mine.
I was like, wow, we got a boy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Did you see the Rockies' first month of the schedule next year?
No, MLB, you told it to me.
If you're the Colorado Rockies, you might as well just...
Bay Rudel.
I mean, they start with Miami, who's a good team now. Then they take on Toronto. Then they have the Phillies. Then they have Houston. Mm. Then they have San Diego. Then they have Houston. Then they have the Dodgers. Then they have San Diego again. Then they have the Mets. Then they have the Reds. And then they get May. The Braves, the Mets, and the Phillies to start May. That's the first month and a half of the season for the Colorado Rockies next year. Are you going to take the over-under on amount of games that they're going to win in the first month of the year? Because I'd go with the under based on that schedule. That's brutal, man.
Would you say 0-25?
I mean, yeah.
Gosh. Jeez. And again, that's as of right now.
Yeah, obviously.
So that means, what is it, Mason Holiday? Is that the other kid, not Jackson, his brother? He ain't playing for a couple of years.
No,
like, you don't bring that kid up in that gauntlet.
Oh, God, no. Oh, jeez. Man. I mean, they're going to have to make some additions in the offseason.
Oh, man.
That sucks. But that was also yesterday. Oh, yeah, the Major League Baseball schedule.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Big schedule release day for baseball.
Yeah,
that got lost. Which Cleveland did tweet out. I guess nobody cares about our schedule today.
No, they don't. So yesterday, so this is at 11:38. You know, we had gotten home by then. Binkley texted me, best biscuits and gravy, Corner Cafe.
Great pie.
Mm-hmm. Banana split one's insane. I said, fire. He says, hell yeah, I'm hungry for it now. And then immediately responds at 12:23. Picked a great time to put our podcast out. 4 smiling emojis. I said, you should have said we're here for the engagement with you all. Here's the next episode of Character Concerns podcast. He says, my timing is impeccable lately. I said, even more so with her. Every damn time they steal our thunder.
Now, part of this is like Binkley kind of ingest, but like real big part of him is serious about this.
Yeah.
He really thinks that Taylor Swift is monitoring his podcast drops. Well, Binkley put out another one. Trav, what do you think we ought to do today? I don't know, Taylor. What do you think? I don't know. Let's announce a child. Okay. or no, they'll start announcing like wedding details, when, where, menu. Like every time Binkley and Uno Cero put out a podcast, there's going to be another Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce wedding announcement.
Oh, boy. Eli Drinkwitz explaining why his quarterbacks are playing each half. Good luck this season.
If you're doing that with your quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback.
Well, you also know who your starter is. It's the guy playing the first half. There's no great
they're doing
way to
half?
Do it. Yeah, they're doing half and half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no great way to do it. Somebody's got to run out there first. Come on.
But most teams just name their quarterback, and it's not a rotating position.
He looks like if Rick Moranis was a football coach.
If you have multiple quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback. Why is he doing this? Can somebody explain that to me? If you got a guy that you think is the guy,
how
then play the guy.
How bad
he obviously
do you
doesn't.
Somebody from the 316, I have all 12 Chiefs flags in my garage. Good for you, man.
Nice.
That's a cool spot.
My friend Barry texted me because, yeah, my neighbor's got one all, like the whole wall is all the Chiefs flags. Well, that's cool.
That
our
is
buddy,
really cool.
Aussie Rubabat, he's got all 12. He says, I'm in
awesome.
Year 12. Wouldn't it be crazy if it was the year 13 for.
I know.
For the flag?
Dang it. Well, next year will be 13 when the wedding takes place.
There we go.
Yeah. We will all be in our Taylor and Travis era then.
Do you think people considered Jake Eisenberg weird yesterday when he was using his intro to drop all these little Taylor Swift nuggets? Like, I guess everybody's weird for referencing it yesterday.
He's so weird, man.
He leaned into it. That's what he should have done.
That's what you should have done.
It's the story of the day. They played Pictionary and had some Manti Te'o guy draw Taylor Swift and see if the person could get it. Guess what? She did with 3 seconds left. Crazy, man.
Yeah, Q talked about it, too.
He said it was not to my attention that anybody brought it up. I mean, Gold was excited
Tennessee
about it.
cities.
Everybody was excited
Everyone
yesterday.
Everyone was pumped, as they should have been.
Not everybody. We can't
I told
say
you,
that.
When I pulled up to school and I saw one of the teachers I know, I go, what was it like? Utter chaos.
I'm sure. Just screams.
Yeah.
Running around. Papers flying.
I mean, you heard that one guy canceled the test. Everybody lost their mind.
Loved that.
H&R Block shut the office down yesterday. Again, as they should have yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was the right thing to do because productivity is going to be at an all-time low.
And then this guy was at an all-time low.
I think we'll always have sports in some form or fashion. Some people are disenchanted with it.
What do you make of the Taylor Swift effect here?
That's the thing that's disenchanting people with sports now. There's so much on the outside that coming in, entertainment value and different things as taking away from what really happens on the field.
You talk about out of touch boomer.
Tony Dungy can kiss my ass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss my ass.
I'll tell you what, one word, stupid.
I forgot I did that.
Yeah. You like that one?
I'll tell you what, one word, stupid.
Oh, God.
Somebody said the only reason that Union Station's lit up is all the liberals.
Okay. Thank you very much. Maybe some people like Union Station that don't have an affiliate of a party side that they just like to enjoy it.
Did you read the poll final results?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So our final results of the poll question today is, what is Andy Reid's role in the wedding? Is he the ring bearer? Is he the best man, the usher, or the officiant? 65% went with the officiant.
Heck yeah.
23.8% went ring bearer. And somebody decided to say this from Scotty Sharp. This is going to turn into a clown show, and Chiefs are not going to be in the playoffs. Enough of this nonsense.
Is that the Scott Sharp that works for the Royals?
It's at Scott 2158. Crypto/golf and penny stock nerd.
But then Jayhawk for Life and JL comment on that, and they're both like, lighten up, get out of here.
What was the comment by that guy?
It says, this is going to turn into a clown show, and the Chiefs are not going to be in the playoffs. Enough of this nonsense. Jayhawk for Life says, lighten up, Francis.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The real Jess says, man, get out of here.
Yeah. I did. I had somebody yesterday go, just another distraction. Mm-hmm. What has this team been distracted by in 10 years? The only thing they were distracted by is now in Miami.
That's like horseradish.
Mm. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
You know what you don't have to do is you can go be somebody nice and do something nice for somebody today. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year, their life. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, have fun. Stay safe. Enjoy Alex Gold, a man of all cities, next with Cody and Drew, 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.